What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Cinemania. I'm your host, Marvin Sandoval, here to talk to you about something that I'm really excited and something that I've been diving into and in the process of. The idea of mentors and coaches. For the longest time, I had always been someone that was against coaching. I honestly was one of those people who believed that, you know, you just learn on your own, you experience it on your own, and you figure out, you know, entrepreneurship or business or creative, whatever it is, on your own. And the more I dived into it, and the more I'm personally diving into the idea of freelancing full time and entertaining that idea, I've been to ask, you know, what if a coach is needed? What kind of coach would I want, and when is it needed? So the questions I'm going to answer in this podcast today is, when should you consider getting a coach? Why you should get a coach? And, you know, what kind of coaches should you be looking for? Or a mentor. Coaches, mentor, I use those terms back and forth, so don't mind me. So to begin with, what kind of mentor should you choose? Who should you consider to have as a mentor? Personally, my philosophy, the mentor that you should choose or the coach you want to hire should be someone who has gone through what you're going through or achieved the goal that you want. So for example, a photographer or videographer, they are looking to make it full-time as a freelancer. A great coach or mentor would be someone who was in their shoes and who has accomplished the goal of becoming a full-time freelancer and has made a sustainable living out of it. Personally, I'm choosing mentors who have quit their jobs, who've become an entrepreneur and started their own business. It doesn't necessarily have to be just in the field that you want, but who has done something very similar. So personally, if you're going to choose a mentor or coach, choose someone who's done what you've done or wanting to do. Someone you can aspire and who have lived something similar to you. Now, that's the type of coach that I would recommend you considering getting. It doesn't have to be the exact field, but someone who has accomplished something that you are wanting to do or something very similar to it. Now, why a coach, or why would you consider getting a coach in general? Well, there are three things that I really think that a coach or a mentor is great to help you with, especially if you're looking to start your own business. First is accountability. Personally, I think that the hardest thing most creators or most entrepreneurs struggle with is developing a framework or a base where they structure their business, and having someone to be accountable or help you remain accountable for your decisions and your work is critical. When you're an entrepreneur or you're a freelancer, whatever it is, it's very easy to kind of take things easy or kind of push back deadlines if you don't have to. Having a team of mentors and coaches making sure that you're getting your work done is incredibly crucial. That way you're on time with your work, you're able to meet deadlines, and you're able to allow yourself to have extra free time by getting your work done and getting it done appropriately. And also just following up, making sure that you're checking in and seeing what's going on in the business. If there is a client that you're supposed to reach or a meeting that you're supposed to go to, having somebody that you can follow up, talk to about it, and kind of reflect, it's nice to have that coach to be able to kind of walk you through how a meeting went or a negotiation went or contracts are going through. Having someone to follow up and talk to and have someone to reflect off of is incredibly crucial, because at the end of the day, if you meet with one person, you only have that interaction. It's very difficult to, you know, kind of reflect on it other than you being critical on yourself. Having a coach or a mentor is incredibly helpful to have that. Also, to kind of throw questions your way that you wouldn't necessarily think of, you know, how would you see the situation playing out in your ideal world? What would that job be? What would that contract be? A good mentor and a good coach are going to throw questions like that to allow you to really reflect and find the answers within yourself, because typically we don't think of these questions. Second, developing a strategy, developing a game plan and a roadmap to your success. Personally, me, this is one of the big reasons why I think a mentor or a coach is critical to my point in my career. This year, as a freelance photographer and videographer, I made a great chunk of change, but everything kind of just came to me. I'm very fortunate that it worked that way. I had work coming to me, but I want to be able to develop a game plan where it's a sustainable living, where I don't have to search for jobs all the time. You know, I of course will do the work, but developing a game plan for my brand, for my business, for my messaging, for my website, you know, I am a one-man show. And whether you're a businessman, businesswoman, having somebody that can guide you through those, help you develop your game plan to make sure you're executing it, and also questioning what your roadmap looks like. What is your goal? How can we get there? What do we have to do in order to achieve said goal? And developing a plan over the course of a year, 2 years, months, developing both short-term and long-term goals. So another big thing is developing a strategy, a game plan, and developing this entire vision of yours and how we make that a reality. Personally, again, for me, strategy has always been something that has been difficult for me because I've never had to have a strategy, but now I'm getting to a point where if I continue to entertain the idea of becoming a full-time freelancer, it's going to be critical for me to have a game plan and not just go in figuring it out. Of course, a part of the process is figuring it out, but if you have a map, it kind of makes sure that you're on track and you're able to achieve those goals. And lastly, having a second pair of eyes. If you are the only one looking at your contracts, the only one going through negotiations, even developing content, photo or video, you're the one who sees it all the time. And it's very easy to kind of just get warped into it and oversee things or not think things in a different light. So having a second pair of eyes allows you to take a look at things differently, have a second pair to take a look at it, be critical of it, have you be challenged essentially. Another thing is, having a second pair of eyes allows the coach to kind of mentor you in the idea of they've made similar mistakes that you will make and how to avoid them or how to go about them better. Advice is a big part, and advice shouldn't be free. One thing that I get a lot on my Instagram, a lot of people will ask me questions and I'm happy to help with a couple here and there, but at the end of the day, time is money, and your advice, your expertise especially, has come at cost of years of hard work, years of negotiation, years of working with different people. So that's why you should hire a coach. It shouldn't be free, because the things that they went through, all their advice and expertise came at a cost from them. So another, having a second pair of eyes. And lastly, when should you get a mentor? Personally, you can really get a mentor at any point, whether it's a life coach, a success coach, one to help you develop your business. So I guess the blanket statement technically can be at any point. Personally, for me, the reason I'm deciding to get a coach now is because I've had a proof of concept. I had a very successful year. I had a lot of different clients from all around the spectrum. And it really shows that, you know, I have a product that can be sold and that is, you know, something that's wanted. You know, there is a need in the market for my product and my services. Now that I have this proof of concept that, you know, with clients that just came to me, now if I put my foot forward and I went and sought out those clients, let's just kind of multiply what I've done by 5 or 6 and go bigger and on my own. And that's the idea that I'm going for with this mentor, with this coach, with Zach Kravitz's course of the Creator's Blueprint, developing that framework for my business. I'm investing a lot of money and resources into myself, but I'm making sure that I use that information and what I learn and putting it back into my business, because I know it's an investment, but with an investment, there's a larger return. So that's the idea. That's what I'm going through. And that's the idea of mentors and coaches. I hope this was helpful. I know the idea of a mentor or coach, it's kind of weird, especially for business. But with any sport, you know, it takes a great coach to lead a great team. And that's how I look at it. I need a team of coaches to help me, you know, be the best that I can be. So I hope this podcast, this episode was helpful to you. I know it's very different, but let me know what you think. Make sure to reach out to me on Instagram at Media by Marvin. I'd love to hear from you guys. Until next time, I'll get back to you guys soon. I'll see you guys next week. See ya.